When you're faithful to your call on your life, I believe every single one of us, there's something inside of us that you know in the quiet moments, whether you're praying, meditating, taking a walk, you know what that thing is that you've really been called to do, but maybe you're too afraid to do it. Maybe you're too afraid to speak your truth. Maybe you're too afraid to put yourself out there. When you pray for courage and boldness and you're faithful to what God has put on your heart, God will reward you for that. And maybe it doesn't show up right away. Maybe it's a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. But I truly believe that when you pair that with being passionate, which if you're living in your truth, passion's gonna come. It's gonna come with it.
So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Sean Anthony. Yo, fam, listen, first off, yo, there are like 2 million plus podcasts out there, but you have decided to click that button and check us out. Whether or not you're listening to us on Spotify or you're listening to us on Apple, fam, listen, I appreciate you, but I have to tell you exactly what this show is about. Each and every single week, we continue to inspire you by bringing you a person that's truly going to help you, whether, you know, to take you to the next business career or perhaps climb the ladder or perhaps just start your own thing in entrepreneurship, or we're going to give you an inspiring message. And the cool thing about this show is that every person who has touched this platform has answered the question. That's right. The question we have all asked ourselves at some point in our life, no matter where we are, and that is, school's over, now what? Right? What do we do? So it's amazing to see just the growth of this platform. And first off, yo, happy 2022. Happy New Year. This could be your first time also checking us out for the start of the year. And I just want to say, I hope you have a phenomenal year. Find your one word. Be, you know, somebody that's going to dominate the year. But most importantly, stand on whatever you say you're going to do. Let's make things happen this year. So let me tell you this, guys. If you've been new to the show, or perhaps, you know, you're used to the show, you know how I like to kick this thing off. And that is with the review of the week. And this week's review of the week comes from Lock So Lovely. And they wrote, following my friend's followings, I heard this podcast, thought of a friend, and, you know, I wanted to listen to the content because it's relatable and connects with my dreams of entrepreneurship. The truth of entrepreneurship is felt in each episode. Listen, Lock So Lovely, thank you so much for leaving your review. And perhaps, you know, guys, you're wondering right now, how can you leave a review? Here's the cool thing. If you're listening to this on Apple, you can scroll to the bottom of your screen right now, smash that 5-star rating and leave your review. But also, Spotify has announced something new. That's right. I know we have Spotify listeners. Spotify now allows for you to rate the podcast. So yes, we have hundreds of ratings on Apple, but I really want to, you know, also make sure that our Spotify listeners are smashing that 5-star rating so other people can see it. Because here's the thing, there's no fee for this show. There's no fee at all. But the only thing we ask is that you tell somebody about it. Right, next time you're in a barbershop, next time you're in a hair salon, getting your nails done, or perhaps, you know, you're hanging around with your friends talking about leveling up in life, let them know that you listen to School's Over, Now What? The podcast. It's helped us do tremendous things. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, what's up, fam? You know, building a podcast has been one of the most amazing things I've ever done. It's put me in rooms I could not even believe. But here's the crazy thing. It could be one of the easiest things for you to do. And right now, I want you to have access and learning how you can have your message spread and reach multiple people across the globe. For right now, you can download my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit, giving you all the tools you need to start, plan, launch, and grow your podcast today. just check out the Podcast Starter Kit by clicking the link and downloading your free ebook in the show notes below. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat. For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and even impact communities. You also get exclusive content that nobody else can see and be able to go possibly one-on-one with some of our most amazing guests. Visit patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat and become a Patreon today. All right, let's get into the reason you click that button. You know, we got to start the year off right. We got to start the year off hot. And, you know, we got to start the year off with a heavy hitter. So heavy hitter alert. I hope you guys are ready for this episode, because on this episode today, we have the one and only Emily Vavra. Here's the thing about Emily. She's a global business leader, a speaker, yo, not just like a regular speaker. I'm talking like phenomenal. You're talking about like the number one person you would go see speak. She's also the host of It's Emily podcast. And this week she will sit down with me for this amazing interview. And here's the thing. We're going to talk about, you know, stuff that you should definitely have on your calendar. Number one, why you should stop saying, pick my brain. Affirmations you should be saying, how to deal with the haters, how to develop a team, and following the call. Guys, buckle up, grab your pen, grab your paper. Yo, however you take notes, get ready for episode 189 with Emily Vavra. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Yo, you already know, you already heard the intro. You should be really excited for what we're about to do right now. We're bringing on, I want to welcome to the show the one and only Emily Vavra is in the building. What's going on, fam?
What's up? I'm so excited to be here.
Listen, I've been waiting to do this one. When I think about like just like a woman that's a boss, that's like a business leader, like you're that person. And I know my audience. And like right now, what they're doing, they're going through all the show notes. They're trying to find that link, go to your Instagram profile. But in your words, right, take me back to like the young Emily growing up. Where are you from?
I'm from the Midwest. So I'm from Minnesota, and I was raised by a single mom, the youngest of three, and lots of hardship growing up. My mom had an abusive live-in boyfriend. I didn't have a relationship with my dad. You know, I could have gone to the dark side, but thank God I had some good mentors and got involved in athletics. And yeah, that was my upbringing. But then, you know, after high school, I was like, I don't really like want to do college. I'm not sure what I want to do. So I got in got involved in entrepreneurship, reading books, and found a mentor. And that's really when I started network marketing, when I was 23.
Oh, it's crazy. So like when you look back, right, as you know, the young girl growing up, trying to find different avenues and ways, like what would you say, like if you could tell your younger self anything right now, from all the things you've learned, what would you say to that young Emily?
You know, I'd say think bigger, faster. I definitely spent some years just, you know, questioning if I'm good enough, all the belief issues, that I think a lot of us humans have, no matter what level of success. But I would definitely say to find a mentor faster, and really ask for help much sooner. I didn't do that until I was 23, which for some might think, oh, well, that's still really young. But, you know, I was searching when I was 19 and kind of spinning my wheels until I realized, hey, this person has what I want. How can I work with them? And that's what accelerated my growth once I actually got a mentor.
Oh, this is dope. I think what's key there in that particular, you know, sentence that you just said is like, you know, how do I get to them, right? Like, how do I make that happen? For you, you know, from 19 to 23, there's some years involved of really figuring out how to approach that person. For the person that's listening to the show right now, trying to figure out how to approach the right mentor, what would be your advice?
Find a creative way to add value to their life. One of the things that I get a lot, this statement people say to me is, Emily, let me pick your brain.
Oh man.
And I can feel my energy. I'm like, I'm like, I can feel you taking my energy. It's almost like an energy vampire. And I don't think people really realize when they make that statement of what it is making the other person feel. I'm like, how about you not pick anything of me? And, you know, I that just sounds awful. And so what I have recognized, if I want to have a moment with a successful person, I want to find a way to add value to their life. And so in the beginning of my journey, I asked a woman that I admired, you know, how can I serve you? Is there a way that I can be around when you're hosting events? If I can come in early, help set up chairs, help set up the projector, if I can carry your coat for you. I mean, I really had that mindset of, let me show up for her, be better energy for her. And then, you know, I'll watch how she moves. I'll watch how she talks to people. I'll watch what she does. And then eventually I earned a seat at the front seat of her car. Honestly, she wanted me to be with her. And that's the approach that I always have. It's just find creative ways that you can serve someone that you look up to.
Oh, that's powerful. I mean, you're talking about service. You're talking about gratitude. You're talking about really, you know, thinking outside of the box. Because when you do that, the cool thing about it is nobody's really going to turn that type of love down, right? You're asking for like a your own assistant to some aspect. So you get this mentor, right? You start figuring out, okay, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that. How did you like put the dots together to say, you know what? I want to get into networking, but I want to really get into it and be really good at it.
Yeah, I made a decision. I made a real decision about what I wanted for my future. And I really looked at, hey, if I continue what I'm doing, where am I going to be in 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and what I'm currently doing? Because I was a nanny. I was a massage therapist. I had a random website where I taught people how to eat clean. Like I was trying. I just was getting nowhere fast. At the end of the month, I paid my bills. I had a little bit of spare change left over. And I'm like, I don't want this. I'm working every hour in the day. So I really made a decision about joining, in my case, network marketing. And I decided, hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all in with it. And so that's what I did. I burned the boats. I burned the ships, right? Like I was like, there's no turning back and I'm going to give this my all for 5 years and see what really happens. And I ended up moving in with my mentor. We were both single. We're like, hey, we live in Minneapolis. Let's just do it. Let's unplug our TV. And no joke, we put vision boards up everywhere. We had statements up like I am statements. And we just decided to go to work on ourselves, most importantly, but then in our business. And we knew, hey, if we build a foundation, we can live a life that most only dream of. And that's truly what happened. That was when I was 23, making six figures by the time I was 24, and then became a millionaire by the time I was 26. And it's because, though, of the hyper focus and discipline that I put into where I was going. And I made a real decision. And, you know, that's everything. And I think a lot of people just really haven't decided what they wanted.
Oh, man. You know what's cool about this? You break down this conversation. Because there's somebody listening right now. You're trying to do a lot of things. You're juggling a lot of things. And that was Emily, right? She had to figure out, okay, what is she going to put her focus towards? But also, it's almost like you trained your mind, right, into the aspect of saying, you know what, I am this, I am that. What are some of those affirmations that you said in the past that you're currently saying today?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I am worthy of all the best love and life has to offer. I am, you know, statement. I would make a statement of like a rank in my business I was trying to hit. I am so happy and grateful that I attract amazing business builders into my life every day. I am so happy and grateful that I am financially free. I'm so happy and grateful that I make $10 million a year. I'm so happy and grateful that, like, over and over and over, you just fill in the blank with whatever you want. And, you know, I am so like deeply passionate about being sure that I share with people where I come from, because I am just like you. And I've had to break through limiting beliefs of feeling not worthy, not loved. I mean, a lot of people listening to this right now, they feel the same way. They grew up with one parent. They grew up with maybe feeling abandoned, all these different things that we all deal with. So I had to go to work on my mindset of feeling worthy, knowing that I'm worthy. And I would do it in the morning, still to this day. It's never over, right? Mm-hmm. Success, it's never over, but I do it in the morning and at night. And I got so pissed off at a point in my life that I took my favorite red lipstick and I wrote, "I am worthy of all the best love and life has to offer," it on my bathroom mirror. And when I brush my teeth, I'm saying it and I'm saying it and I'm saying it and I'm saying it and I'm saying it. And I'm just reconditioning myself and my brain and my subconscious. And along with that, pairing myself and really getting around people that thought 10 times bigger than I did, all that together helped create who I am today, for sure.
Man, that's powerful. I think it's important that we take note of that. But I think also, too, you know, you have to make a decision, but you have to really trust in the decision and really have a passion for it. You know, you said, and I wrote it down in a recent interview that I think a recent event that you spoke at, you said, "God loves passionate people. God will use the most passionate, faithful people over the most talented." What did you mean by that?
Yeah. You know, when you're faithful to your call on your life, I believe every single one of us, there's something inside of us that, you know, in your quiet moments, whether you're praying, meditating, taking a walk, you know what that thing is that you've really been called to do, but maybe you're too afraid to do it. Maybe you're too afraid to speak your truth. Maybe you're too afraid to put yourself out there. When you pray for courage and boldness and you're faithful to what God has put on your heart, God will reward you for that. And maybe it doesn't show up right away. Maybe it's a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. But I truly believe that when you pair that with being passionate, which if you're living in your truth, passion's going to come. It's going to come with it. And passion is such a high frequency emotion. So if you're living in that truth, you're being faithful, you're being obedient to what God has put on your life, not what your spouse has put in your life, not on what your mom's put on your life, what society's put in your life. But when you follow the call and you have hyper focus and you keep your motives pure, I believe you will be abundantly blessed for that. And you will be rewarded for that, because you've decided to be a one percenter and put yourself out there and make a real impact. And, you know, my life is living proof of that. I had people laugh at me in the beginning. For the first few years, even, they're like, "What are you doing? Are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? Who does she think she is? Blah, blah, blah." And now, obviously, my life is different. People want to join me, right? But my whole moral of really just sharing this with you is that you will be rewarded if you follow the call. I so believe that wholeheartedly.
Hey guys, so let me take a guess. You're enjoying the show. And if that's right, please make sure that you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast right now and tag me at SeanRAnthony_. I promise you this is going to help in amazing ways. And while you're at it, hit the 5-star rating and subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get back to the show. Oh, man, that's powerful. I think also, too, like following the call, but recognizing that you can complete it, right? Like, so many times people, you know, we deal with a lot of different haters. We deal with a lot of different critics. But for someone right now who's listening that's struggling with those critics, struggling with those haters, how should they navigate through that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will all deal with them. And I want to just congratulate you. If you have a hater, if you have someone that's criticizing you, I literally want to congratulate you, because it means you're standing up for what you believe in. And so first of all, change your psychology with that. Change your relationship with that, because it means you're on the right path. However, don't focus on it. Okay? It's so funny. There's 99 people who love you, and the one hater is what you focus on. And what you focus on expands. What you focus on, you get more of. And so I send them love. If it's bugging you, you can delete and block all day long. But keep moving forward and don't entertain that. Because a lot of times, you know, there's something so different going on inside of someone that has the audacity to maybe say negative comments to you. Like, I had one girl once who I grew up with who was mean to me when I started my journey. She was so mean. And, you know, she came to my apartment. It was a bunch of girls that I grew up with, and I had a vision board, and I wrote myself out a check for $1 million, and I had my dream life on my vision board. And she said to me, I will never, ever, ever forget it. And this is when I could barely pay the rent. We all know how that, we don't all know, but a lot of us know how that feels.
Facts.
And she said to me, because they were giggling, looking at my vision board in the corner of my office. And she said, do you really think, like, you didn't go to college? Do you really think you could make $1 million? Come on, Emily. And, you know, I didn't have the confidence that I have today as we connect. And it shook me. And I remember crying myself to sleep that night because I was just trying to get a new business partner. I was struggling to move my business forward. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, could she be right? Could she be right? And then I had a mentor say to me, you know, have you ever thought maybe she's just saying this because that's her way of feeling significant? And maybe she's maybe a teeny bit jealous because you're living your life by design rather than by default. And, you know, it changed the way I thought about it. And I realized she's speaking from her perspective. And I just moved forward. And it's the best thing I ever heard, a piece of advice I ever got. And I just continued to persist and honestly focus on what the call is on my life instead of all these other people. And just know that this is all normal. Not everyone is going to join you, nor should they, right? It's just a test. These people are a test of how bad that do you really want your goals, your dreams. But I will tell you over and over again, not to focus on it.
Oh, man, this is powerful. I think what one of the biggest things that you just put down there is really understanding your calling. It could be different. It should be different than everybody else's. And everyone's not going to get it. You know, with growth comes expansion, and with expansion comes with creating a team. You're somebody who obviously has to have the right team around you. What would be like, what are the things to look for right now for somebody who's getting to that point of expansion and building a team? What's the one thing that you were looking for in the very beginning?
Yeah. So, you know, I've got a huge team of business partners. And, you know, in that regard, when I'm looking to build a team, my team now is 150,000 people worldwide in my space. And, you know, what I pray for, what I attract is people that have discipline, that are heart-centered, that live in integrity, that have great work ethic. That's what I attract into my team. That's who I decide to partner with in terms of business partnerships. But then my team, in my role with It's Emily now and the expansion of my life and my brand, when I hire employees, executive assistants, creative directors, you know, I'm really looking for people that have the strengths that I don't have. My zone of genius is this: it's speaking, it's creating, it's moving people, it's educating people, helping blind people see, it's giving people hope. But I know what I'm not good at. I'm not good at all the details, right? And so I look for people. You know, every Batman needs a Robin, right? Nice. And I'm not too proud to think that I could just do this all on my own. And that's been my biggest epiphany, I think, in this past year, is that if I really want to grow and expand, I need to find the people that are gifted in other areas that I can partner with that are going to help drive the mission forward. And so, you know, just at the moment of this interview, like, I interviewed 40 some people to bring on to my new business that I'm building. And one of the things that it's so dearly important to me is they believe in the mission. They believe in my mission. And I said straight up on these interviews with these people, I said, you know, this is my vision. This is my mission. And if this is not something that makes your heart beat fast, then I'll please ask you to exit the Zoom interview. And that's how important it is that someone's in alignment. You know, I'm not just looking for a quick person to join the team. I'm looking for a real partnership.
Man, that's real. And I'm glad you broke it down, right? Like, who's good at what you're not good at and hire the right person and put them in the right spot? I think all of that is so important. Like, when you look at like business and developing yourself too, right? Because there are spaces that you are good at, that you want to become great at. And that takes, you know, beyond mentorship, but also investing yourself into programs, into courses, things like that. And one of the things that you recently done, which I saw being hell of exciting, is I saw you at the Tony Robbins event. Tell us a little bit about it. Were you out there like walking on fire? What was that experience like?
It was extraordinary. And, you know, I've spoken with Tony many, many times and heard little 3-hour things and obviously watched him on YouTube and read his books. But there's this thing called total immersion. And I'm so big on getting out of your current environment and getting thrown into another environment where you cannot be distracted, right? Mm-hmm. By your house, your family, all the things. And the experience was extraordinary. I mean, I'm someone that's, I think I've done a lot of great things, but I still have limiting beliefs. I still have things that I need to heal from. I still have another level. And nice. That's the thing. We're all created with unlimited possibilities. We put the caps on ourselves. We create those ceilings. And so the experience for me, you know, I've been going and running and gunning for years. And so I felt like my spirit got fed from someone else. And I've just been giving so much. So it's like every leader needs a leader, right? So I felt like it just moved me forward. And during these past couple of years of our lives, like we've been sitting a lot. We haven't been in peak state. And I know how to get in state. I have a trampoline over here. Before I jumped on this interview, I was jumping on my trampoline and I was getting in state, but now I know how to do it much faster. And so I cannot say enough things about Tony Robbins and just how he's impacted my life. But, you know, I just feel like he's, when I look at what he does, it's artistry. It's artistry. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long he's going to do that. I mean, he sits and talks about Jim Rohn over and over again, his mentor. You know, this is just a time in our lives where it's like, if we have these good mentors, we got to plug in, we got to learn the knowledge because they're not going to do these things forever.
Facts. I mean, and that's real. And it's so cool that you identified that, right? Like where you can be fully immersed and present. I think also too, like when you think about things like that, it's really like asking yourself, like, where do you want to be? Like when you look at like the Is Emily, right? That whole brand, like outside looking in, I can kind of see a transformation is about to happen. But in your words, like, where do you see that brand going in, in the next few months or even next year?
You know, I really think about expansion equals impact. And for me, I pray every day to be used. Like I am just a vessel. And what I'm going to be doing is expanding the brand into more speaking, bigger speaking, because I believe that's what I'm passionate about. But I see it going. I think God has a plan that I cannot even clearly see it because I already know his hand is at work in all of it. But definitely I'm going to be a voice for more and more people to live their life out loud and to heal from past traumas and to, you know, really give people the tools. I'm really big on, you know, not just talking to people, but what can you apply today from what we talk about? I that's the kind of chick I am when I talk to you. Like, yeah, I'll motivate you a little bit, but what can you apply today to create that change in your life? And so that's what I will continue to do. I launched the It's Emily Method not too long ago. That's done extremely well, a program that people can plug into to up-level their business, their life, their day-to-day. But I see it going many different ways, and I guess people just have to stay tuned for that.
I like that. It's a good way. And I think by far you're going to do it. Emily, I want to ask you this question we've asked everybody who's ever been on this podcast that ever came on here on the show. And it's this. If you were that person, right, who is getting ready to graduate, perhaps you have no degree at all, you didn't even go to school, and you're asking yourself the question of the podcast, you know, school's over, now what? What advice would you give?
Oof. You know, I would tell you to get as many books, personal development books as you can, and find a mentor, whether they're virtual or in person, try to get to conferences, just get around people that are doing what you want to do, or at least that you think you want to do. But understand this, it's okay and it's beautiful to be curious. You know, I was very curious in my early 20s. I mean, I competed in Fitness America, and I did massage, and I tried, you know, this business where I taught people how to eat clean online. Like, I did a million different things, and I had to do that to figure out what I'm really passionate about. And it's going to change, and that is okay. And I want you to have a good relationship with being curious. I think a lot of times we're programmed like, let's go to college. You got to go to school for this, and then you're going to do this, and you might change and you might evolve. And that's a beautiful thing. So be curious, look around, talk to people, and know that this is an evolutionary process. I am not the same than I was yesterday. Even I'm growing every single day. I'm having experiences every single day. And one of my biggest pieces of advice is never act like you've arrived, because the minute you arrive, you begin your decline. And I've always been curious about other humans, about ways I can get better, about business, just about spiritual growth. Like, always find a way to have that hunger, and you will live a fruitful, abundant life if you stay, you know, living in hunger, and then you learn, and then you teach. Because when you learn, and then you do, and then you teach, that's where true fulfillment comes. And I have the cars. I got a Bentley when I turned 30. And guess what? I didn't feel any different. I didn't feel any different from it. And I'll tell you that over and over again, that you might be chasing something, okay? But what I want you to understand is true fulfillment. Take it from someone who earned millions really early in life. True fulfillment is when you pass on what you learn and you serve another human being. I get more juice out of that than I do carrying my Louis Vuitton handbag. Okay. Nice. And so just know that, and ask yourself every day, who can I bless? Who can I serve today? Who's God going to put in my path that I can make an impact? And that is when you have an amazing life.
Oh, that's powerful. I appreciate you for being on the show. Nothing but value, right? Nothing but value, as expected. I love the Louis Vuitton bag part too, because I got two of them, and I'm like, she loves you. She loves this. She's willing to say that. So,
and I love it too. And listen, it's great. I mean, I live on the ocean. I live a dream life. But just don't forget to keep your heart in your work.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when we get involved and get really like loving superficial stuff, you go into your head more than your heart, and that changes the way you operate.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. Spot on, as expected. People right now, though, they want to know more about you. They just wanted to follow you, go to your social media handles. Like, give us all your social media info, and where can we find you?
Yes. So you can find me at It's Emily. That's where I'm at, on Instagram, YouTube, my website, and Facebook is huge for me as well, Emily Vavra. And then I have a podcast as well, the It's Emily podcast, that you can find all about entrepreneurship. It's been really fun that I recently launched.
It's dope. It's booming. Listen, guys, you already know how we end this. Always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.